The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Myers.
Happy Conspiracy Theory Thursday, June 20th, the first day of summer. Longest day, shortest night, which means the least amount of sleep for me. You know, when you're on the toddler schedule and you go to bed at, or you try to go to bed at least 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, maybe 8:30 at the latest, and then you get up at 3, 3:30, you know, it's like everybody says, oh, I love summer because it's like the days are so long. Oh, yeah. There's not a sleep mask big enough, but enough complaining for me. All right. Join in, though, at 770-5633. It's going to be a beautiful day, though. It's going to be hot. Going to be hot the next few days. And I know that it has never been dangerously hot before in the country, but don't worry. The climate change cult is going to keep everybody, you know, completely wiped out over this. And, you know, it's interesting. I was reading a story which was talking about the climate change fraud and how everyone, oh, it's supposed to be carbon dioxide. There's never been really any connection to it. They've never really proven it. Just an interesting theory. But, you know, one thing which is demonstrable every time is that when you have lots of sunspots and lots of big solar storms, which you have right now, which we have been having now for, I mean, how many times have we been talking about the northern lights being visible because of the geomagnetic storms, coming out of the sun? You're having additional radiation onto the planet and less cloud cover, less cooling, and things heat up. And you can see connections with this every time you end up having high sunspots. You know, the difference between weather and climate. So just remember, the weather we're experiencing right now is not climate. The weather we're experiencing is most likely a reaction to the geomagnetic storms and the solar flares, and it messes with the Earth's atmosphere, with the Earth's stratosphere and beyond, and the ionosphere, all of that. It ends up messing with us. And so ultimately, yeah, we never have any heat on this planet other than some, of course, self-generated planetary heat, of course. But most of it comes from the sun. But I know that blaming the sun for what might be going on in the planet Earth as far as whether it's hot or cold or something, that is just, you know, that doesn't really jive with the whole idea that it is we humans that are in control of everything, absolutely everything. If I think about it getting warm, the planet will get warmer, you know, that sort of thing. It's kind of the liberal way of looking at things. It's sort of a hubris, really. And by the way, this is not advocating for pollution, okay? Although Bill Gates is advocating for pollution, you know, blasting stuff up into the stratosphere in order to cool the planet because we know what the right temperature for the Earth is. Yikes. All you have to do is just remember, warmer times in the planet's history are usually better for people. More people die from cold than just about anything else than the heat. Not saying that it's not good to die from heat either, but just remember that. And longer growing seasons, the warmer the planet gets. Okay? All right. 770-5633, whatever's on your mind. Be happy to talk with you about it. A little bit of open phone time on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. But we do have some great people we're going to be talking to. Melissa Hansen from Parents TV, having to do with this Surgeon General, the U.S. Surgeon General, saying that should be a warning label on social media platforms. Okay, I just do more than that. Dr. John Lott's going to be at the Make Oregon Great Again event Saturday at the Jackson County Expo, right? But what is going to be going on? He's going to talk this morning. We'll talk a little bit about maybe what he's going to be discussing Saturday at Saturday's event. But we want to talk more about the Nashville Shooters Manifesto. Boy, that is a Conspiracy Thursday subject if there ever was one, because, boy, the news coverage of the manifesto and more of it was sued for the other day and released, and only a handful of media outlets ended up talking about the tranny shooter situation. And they were all conservative outlets. None of the mainstream covered it. None. Kind of sends the wrong message, supposedly. All right. Captain Bill Simpson's going to kick in here, too. He has a great story. I was talking to him about it yesterday. A little side note of what happened with the dam removal over in the Klamath. They found an old road underneath it all. And Siskiyou County never let go of the easement or the control of that land. So now the thing is, though, the dam's gone. Do we get our road back? Now, the Greens don't like this idea. The Greens like the idea of that dam area being, no, it's environmentally sensitive. It just needs to be locked away from the people. Don't even look about it. Don't look at it. Don't think about it. You know, everything's about to be locked up and preserved in amber, et cetera, et cetera. You know how that sort of goes. But maybe this could be a hiking trail, horse trail, something like that. We'll talk with Bill about that a little bit later. And Colin Mochrie is also going to join me, too. He's going to be the big, big comedy star. He and Brad Sherwood, they do this great act. Remember from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And every show is different. A week from Sunday, they're doing their Brit show. And it's a family-friendly show, too. They're probably the only comics, the only stand-up comic types that nobody ever tried to cancel them. Everybody loves them. And so I'm glad Brit's bringing them here. We're proud to be part of that show, too. It's 16 minutes after 6. My daughter Sarah called me the other day. Remember I told you Sarah was my imaginary daughter. I haven't heard from her much for many, many months. And she moved to Florida. I'm going to share some observations of the liberal from Portland moves to Florida and what happens. I'll share some of that coming up. Interesting.
One of each Forte VIN 785766 MSRP 21645 Sol VIN 237299 MSRP 22140 3500 due 10K miles per year zero security deposit all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax title license 150 registration processing fee trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt negative equity applied to new loan balance and 63024.
Thinking about a new ride? It's time to trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford during the summer sticker sales event. Hurry in to get more cash for your trade-in. Then trade up and save on our huge Kia selection like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $139 a month lease. Both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like Fortes or Souls. Just $139 a month. Trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastle's friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastle's, where the customer is king.
The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op. And remember, use the right tool for the job.
The Dirt Devil has a little plastic spout that folds down and it'll go right in the blossoms and get the bugs without damaging the blossoms.
I know they're not so high powered because every time I try to use one on my truck's upholstery, it never gets any dirt out, but I bet it would get a bug.
It gets bugs. It's a real handy tool.
Catch the Rogue Gardener live Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning Encore at 9 on KMED.
Hi, I'm Matt Stone, owner of Stone Heating and Air, and I'm on 106.3 KMED.
18 minutes after 6, join in at 770-5633. By the way, congrats to Michelle Aguilar. Medford woman, lives out on Table Rock Road, works for one of the cab companies, and had a rear-end collision of some sort. Someone pushed her car in, so she was late for the Publishers Clearing Prize Patrol. Publishers Clearinghouse Prize Patrol. They dropped by. They gave her a choice of a new Ford Explorer or the cash value. She said, hey, I actually need the money more than I do the car right now. But still, $52,000. Good for her. Great story. And, you know, if you know Michelle, just have her buy you a cup of coffee or something. Yes, you got $52,000. But of course, I don't know. After you pay through the state of Oregon, taxes, and more, maybe what, $35,000 maybe? You know, you get up to 10% on the state income tax pretty quickly, but still, not going to complain. Very cool price. 19 minutes after 6. Hey, Gene, you wanted to say the pledge before you forget it, huh? Is that the story this morning on Conspiracy Theory Thursday?
Story.
What's that now?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that I remember that from my early years in school. And it's too bad. We should be saying this every time you start this program because we've forgotten what it means.
Well, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I don't like pledging allegiance to the flag. I'm not a big fan of pledging allegiance to the flag. The flag, to me, is just a symbol. How about the Constitution? You good with that?
Well, I don't know. That's a good way to start is the way they did start it, because it does mention the republic in it.
Indeed. It mentions the republic, not our democracy for which it stands.
Yeah.
You know, that
democracy
kind of thing.
Democracy is Bob Rule.
Yeah. Interesting that, well, of course, you heard what happened over in Louisiana the other day. Yesterday, they ended up passing the law which requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed all over government schools and even colleges, too, from what I understand.
Yeah, I did hear that, and that's good. We've forgotten about that, too. Mm. And who said that Ten Commandments? Wasn't it God that had something to do with it?
Well, you know, it depends. You know, it's like he's referred to quite often as the Sky Buddy from the left-wing side of things. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, you believe in the Sky Buddy. Oh, yeah, yeah. And they kind of sneer at you, you know, that sort of thing. But, you know, on the other hand, think about this, though. Maybe this is a trend. Now, naturally, the ACLU is going to sue over this because, now, if it was some satanic verses of some sort, they'd be perfectly okay. That would be diversity, you know, in the schools. But they're going to sue about this because, exposing children to quality stuff is probably that's not good. That's not good. That doesn't further the revolution, as it were. But they're going to do this. Now, how about if we were to have the Ten Commandments in front of every lawmaker before they actually cast their votes? How about that in Congress? Well, you okay with that?
Well, would they all fall over from a stroke by even having to look at it?
Well, it's possible, but I'm talking about that pesky "thou shalt not steal" part of the of the Ten Commandments. "Thou shalt not steal." You know, "thou shalt not steal" doesn't have an exception in it. Well, unless you have 50% plus one of the people saying they want to steal, then you can steal from everybody. See, there's nothing in the Ten Commandments about that. You know, that says that it's okay to steal if you have 50% of the vote plus one person.
Yeah, that's right. Then I don't understand how they even think they can get away with this for the long of time they have.
I know. Okay, so here's the idea. We require that you got to pass a law, and you have the Ten Commandments by every Congress critter before they hit the vote button, right? And then next to that, maybe the Constitution, which most of them haven't read. They really don't know. I know they swear to support it, but most of them haven't read it. Maybe you should just have a little copy of it next to it.
I got some of those little pocket constitutions. Do you want me to send them to you so you can send them out?
Oh, it's okay. I have a few of those myself. We're good. Thanks, Gene. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, a fella can dream, right? "Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet." Anyway, that is coming. That pesky "thou shalt not steal." I like that. The pesky "thou shalt not steal." Yeah, all government would shut down if that were the case. Speaking of the "thou shalt not stealers," let's see. Chris Bristol, Daily Courier, has a report, latest edition. Grants Pass School Board cuts 26 positions, but they are avoiding layoffs. So I guess this is what, by attrition? All the public schools, in other words, they're government schools. All the government schools are finding themselves hurting this morning. I know that I don't have the numbers for the 549C situation, but they're talking about having to cut 10, 15 million. And they're all pretty much saying the same thing. They're losing enrollment. There are fewer children. Fewer children, and expenses are going up. And interesting. So that's what they're doing. Grants Pass School Board's cutting 26 positions, but no layoffs at this point. I guess it's they just won't fill things, probably. And their budget was $139.8 million. It's a lot of money. And I was wondering, what is the cost per student? Because remember, we found out the other day that one of the reasons we think that the Three Rivers school bond went down was because the cost per student in that district is $30,000 a year. $30,000 is real money, even in the state of Oregon. You know, you can buy a heck of an education around here for $30,000, except when it's funneled through the union cabal, I guess, because it gets a lot more expensive through the state union cabal. But anyway, I ended up going on their website and found out how many students they had, and then divided it into $139.8 million. And so Grants Pass School District 7, it's not as expensive as Three Rivers. Three Rivers is at $30,000 per year per student. Grants Pass School District 7 is a mere $24,526 per year per student. Still a lot of money. And it's getting worse because people are leaving. They lost about 500 students, apparently. And the thing is, they didn't lose students. It's not like all of a sudden these children just disappeared. They're going into homeschooling or some kind of private tutoring, maybe a private school, things like that. And this is truly something that you can blame on COVID, because not because of COVID, because parents, though, actually saw the crap that was being taught in Oregon public schools. And they're going, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. I am not going to hand my child over to Moloch. Is it Moloch or Molech? You know, the child sacrifice god, the old pagan god, that sort of thing. I'm not going to hand my child over to them just to make sure that he or she becomes a transgender student within the next year or two, because it's so cool and you're being conditioned to do it. No furries. I don't want any of that kind of stuff, you know, with my kid. And so they're doing other things now. They're voting with their feet. And when I first started talking about the Three Rivers deal, $30,000 per student per year, and they have all these buildings, they're going to have to consolidate at some point. They're going to have to shrink it. Nobody knows how to shrink these districts here. Same with 549C and School District 7. You have fewer students, but you still have the same infrastructure you're trying to support. But I had an interesting email from Darren Croy of Cascade Christian High School. And I say this, it's perfect time to remind them. So remember, $25,000 a year per student, School District 7, $30,000 per year per student at Three Rivers. And I would imagine, you know, Medford 549C, I'm going to have to find out, get all the numbers and then figure that out. But it's probably not a whole lot less, maybe somewhere between $20,000, $25,000, who knows. But Darren Croy writes me, he says, Bill, listen to your show every morning as I drive into work at Cascade Christian High School. And I heard you mention our school this morning just before the top of the hour. Now, this was a couple of weeks back that I was mentioning this. The context was a discussion of the $30,000 cost per student at Three Rivers. And you mentioned how that was significantly more than Cascade Christian and other private schools. For your information, Cascade is part of Grace Cascade Christian Schools, and we are pre-K through 12 school. Our tuition for the 2024 to 2025 school year is between $9,400 to $11,800, depending on the grade. So we'll just call it between $9,000 and $12,000. So probably in high school, they're charging you more, right? So $12,000 a year. Let's just figure $12,000 a year per high school student and $9,400 for the elementary, middle school, that kind of thing. Contrast that with $30,000 at Three Rivers, $25,000 per year at School District 7, and probably something pretty equivalent at 549C. But Darren continues, I'm proud of how our school manages its finances, and we're blessed to have a staff that delivers an excellent education. Although, while earning about 70% of what they could be making in the public system. So the teachers actually are performing a service. They're sacrificing there. They sacrifice some pay and benefits to do something that they believe in. Very interesting, Darren. For all of us, it's not about the money. It's about the family, students, and the Savior that we serve. Keep up the good work. I love Wheels Up Wednesday with EP Autos. Darren Croy. You know something, Darren? I like Eric there too, and I appreciate your writing. Isn't that interesting, though? We always just figured that, this is how much it costs, $25,000, $30,000 a year. This is what it costs to educate a child. No, it's what it costs to do it through, you know, unionized workforce and all the various state rules and programs and a lot of the state mandates, which are going in there, too. Now, by the way, I want to be fair. It's, you look at Cascade Christian, they're not having to deal with a lot of the stuff that the public schools do have to deal with. And I noticed that one of the big complaints they're having is that, well, we have all these special need kids that we have to do these extra programs for, and they cost more money, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, all right, and that may be true. Well, I'm sure it is true. Why is there more curiosity about why do we have so many special need children today? Have you noticed that there seems to be a very big lack of curiosity about that sort of stuff? All of a sudden, you have a bunch of damaged children, people who are unable to learn or whatever it is. Is it nutrition? Is it vaccines, which, of course, you're required to have in the public school systems? Well, no, whatever problem might happen with a young child today, it's never vaccines or medical care. because everything's safe and effective. You know, we know those sort of things. But it sure would be nice if there was a little more curiosity about it all out there. So many special needs kids in the public schools. Why? But a question for another day, but we can raise it on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. You're on the Bill Myers Show. This is KABD at 99.3 KBXG in Grants Pass. We're going to talk a little bit about this situation, this latest brouhaha over social media. Surgeon General says it should have a warning label on it. More on that coming up.
It's heating up outside. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. And now is the time to check your air conditioning and cabin air filters. A clogged filter can affect the performance of your air conditioning, and you want your family breathing the freshest air possible. As summer goes on, suppliers start charging more for Freon, so now is a great time to get in. Call us for an appointment today. You can find us online at kellysautomotive.com. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
The best technology should make the world more beautiful, life more rewarding, and pull people closer. And the very best tech does all this without harming the planet. TimberTech decking, the best performing, longest lasting, and most lifelike look of real wood. Because the best deck naturally comes from the best tech. TimberTech, go against the grain. Hughes Lumber TimberTech sale is going on now. Don't miss out.
Latest news brought to you by locally owned and operated Artisan Bakery Cafe in South Medford. It's a full-service cafe offering breakfast, lunch, and specialty coffees. You'll be wowed one bite at a time.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The Oregon Medical Board is considering disciplining doctors for using microaggressions and to make reporting them mandatory for all doctors. Under the new ethics rule from the Oregon Medical Board, unprofessional conduct will include microaggressions under the new Section J that ranks them along with fraud, sexual assault, and ordering unnecessary or harmful surgeries. Microaggressions include phrases like melting pot and pulling oneself up by your own bootstraps, which some consider racist. Starting next year, Oregon will be a part of the IRS Direct File program, allowing people to file their income tax forms online for free.
With Direct File, Oregonians are finally going to have the opportunity to file directly with the IRS. For free.
Oregon Senator Ron Wyden says it'll only be available for basic returns. With warm weather across the area, the Grants Pass City Fire Marshal has now increased the fire danger level in the city to moderate today. Bill London, KMED.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. It's shaping up to be another day of excessive heat in the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast. More than a dozen states are under heat advisories as this week's heat wave has set new temperature records. New Mexico's governor says as many as 500 homes could be damaged or destroyed from two wildfires burning in the southern part of the state. The blazes have killed two people. Civil rights groups and organizations that want to keep religion out of government are promising to challenge a new Louisiana law. The GOP governor signed a measure yesterday that requires all public school classrooms in the state to display the Ten Commandments. Other states have proposed similar bills, but Louisiana is the first state to pass such a measure. The Bank of England has kept its main interest rate at a 16-year high. This is SRN News.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on. On the water, on the call, on the road, life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
Summertime is truck time in Southern Oregon, so I'm going to keep the $445 a month deal going on Ford F-150s. Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center. Tow the boat or camper for only $445 a month and a new Ford F-150. Go haying, hunting, or hauling for only $445 a month and a new Ford F-150. Whatever you do in your truck, make sure you do it in one from Butler Ford and Truck Center, where I'll show you how to lease a brand new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month. And let's talk about Ford certified pre-owned vehicles. We're the dealership that sells any make and model as Ford Blue certified. Ford backs backs up these pre-owned vehicles with a comprehensive warranty and roadside assistance. Butler says yes to easy financing to everyone. Butler says yes to $445 a month on a new F-150. And Butler says yes to certified pre-owned vehicles with warranty. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned hybrid and electric vehicle.
36-month lease payments and 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade due at 70, excluding tax, license, saddle, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle with cap cost of $42,884. Approved financing to Ford Credit. Offer expires 7/9/24.
Do you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford? Are your finances underwater? First Response Resolution in Eagle Point solves tax problems. Their CPA will represent you with the IRS and defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit firstresponseirs.com to schedule your free consultation.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Melissa Hansen joins me. She's the Vice President of Parents Television and Media Council. How are you doing this morning, Melissa? Great to have you back.
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, you watch lots and lots and lots and lots of TV over there, so we don't have to see it all. Right? See, I mean, are you surrounded? I know you're always out there trying to help parents make better choices. We know with their kids and their media consumption. But do you have like 40 monitors all around you with all the different channels running continually? How do you do that? I'm kind of curious. How do you put up with it?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bill, the audio is getting really choppy on your end, so I didn't even hear the question. I'm not sure what's going on, but I the audio is just really choppy.
Oh, okay. I can hear you. Does this improve it at all? Is it any better this way, or is it are we any better now? Is it helpful?
I'm not even hearing whole words. I'm just hearing.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to, can I give you a call back in just a minute? I might just have to do a little reset, and I'll call you back. We'll try to get you on another line, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let me do that with, we'll get back with Melissa here in just a moment, because I want to talk about this latest about the social media. I'll tell you more coming up.
So, I've been thinking about how nimble and responsive Fontana Roofing is.
And?
Humor me. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Picture, if you will, an unassuming but charming home pending for sale. Suddenly, the tenuous boundary between buyer and seller is a paper-thin, worn membrane of composite material. Beyond lies a harmonious transaction in ruin. Ladies and gentlemen, you make a tenuous phone call and enter the wondrous dimension of customer satisfaction. Next stop, the re-roof zone.
The re-roof zone? Why don't we just say that Fontana Roofing, thanks to their long employee retention, have experienced teams of expert efficient roofers that are often able to react to our customers' unique situations and turn their jobs around fast without sacrificing quality.
Okay, but I kind of wanted to work in how we have the ability to bend the fabric of space and time.
Let's just let our customers assume that.
Fair enough.
If time is of the essence, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Snapchat will pay $15 million to settle a lawsuit that claimed the company discriminated against female employees, failed to prevent workplace sexual harassment, and retaliated against women who complained. The California Civil Rights Department announced the agreement covers women who worked for the company in California between 2014 and 2024. The settlement is subject to court approval. Ferrari, the luxury Italian car manufacturer, is planning to make an electric vehicle that will cost more than $500,000. The automaker is preparing to open a plant in Italy dedicated to manufacturing the electric model. Meanwhile, a AAA survey found 63% of consumers say they're unlikely to buy an electric car due to their higher prices and the lack of reliable charging infrastructures. Futures are mixed just before the bell. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 56, the NASDAQ up 5, and the S&P 500 up 13. That's your money now.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America.
Welcome back to the Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED.
One of the biggest challenges of running a talk show is that if you don't have phone lines, talk shows are, you know, kind of tough. We got that restarted and reset. And looks like we got it figured out here with Melissa Henson, Vice President of Parents Television and Media Council. Melissa, I think we're all connected this time, right? How are you doing?
I think so. Everything sounds good.
All right. Glad to hear it. Hey, a big deal the other day. The U.S. Surgeon General has called for a warning label to be put on all social media platforms and saying that we have a mental health crisis among young people and that it's an emergency. And social media has emerged as an important contributor. Right? And I'm not really surprised, but aren't we about 10, 15 years late talking about something like that? I'm just wondering, why don't you break it down and give us your take on it, given that you're sitting around and always trying to help people have better media choices for their kids. What do you think?
Yeah. I actually think this is probably going to be a positive move. And here's why. You know, back in the 1960s, the U.S. Surgeon General started adding warnings to tobacco products, cigarette packages, and so forth. Now, did it have an immediate impact on cigarette sales? Mm-hmm. Probably not. Did it reduce the likelihood that teenagers would start smoking? Probably not. But what it did do is help raise awareness in general of the health consequences of cigarette smoking, to the point that today, you know, I can remember when I was in high school, there was a designated area on the high school campus for the kids to go and smoke.
I had one of those, too, in El Toro, down in Southern California, and it was out behind the band room, you know, be out there and just toking up. I mean, of course, now today, that would be, they would like call the police on you if you're trying to do that now.
It's unfathomable today, right? Mm. And part of the reason why is because there is so much social awareness, so much general awareness of the health consequences of cigarette smoking that it's created a stigma and kids in general today are far less likely to smoke. Now, vaping is a different issue, but they're far less likely to consume cigarettes than they were in the 1960s. So, you know, is adding a warning label to social media going to stop kids from opening social media accounts? Probably not. Is it going to have an immediate impact on how many people are using social media? Probably not. But I think it is helpful in raising awareness. I think it's going to be helpful in certainly for parents, alerting them to the fact, you know, because some of them are just walking around with blinders on and they're not aware of the data. They're not aware of the science and the research that shows the mental health consequences of kids being on social media. So in the long run, I do think it will have a positive impact, even if it doesn't make an immediate difference in the short run.
Mm. There is one thing that the Surgeon General said which caught my eye, and I thought it intrigued me anyway. And the Surgeon General said the harms from social media, are not a failure of willpower and parenting. They are the consequences of unleashing powerful technology without adequate safety measures, transparency, or accountability. I don't know if I fully agree with that. And here's why. It's only within the last 10 to 15 years or so that we decided that your child can't go to government school without, you know, a constant cell phone and connection to the internet with them. That's something which is a recent development, and parents are almost pressured or have kind of caved in many cases, haven't they? Or am I wrong about that? I don't like this idea. Well, it's not you, the parents. It's these, the corporations, the corporations. What do you think?
Well, I think it's probably both and, you know, again, drawing parallels with the tobacco industry. You may remember the congressional hearings on big tobacco. When was that? Late 80s or maybe sometime in the 90s where they were talking about Joe Camel and the fact that, you know, Camel cigarettes would use this mascot in order to make the product seem more appealing to teenagers. I think similarly with social media, there is outright efforts, you know, from some of these social media companies to get kids hooked on their product, oftentimes circumventing the will of parents, circumventing the wishes of parents to get kids on these platforms.
Yeah, but you're circumventing the will of parents, but they don't have to have a cell phone.
Well, yeah, and that I think is also part of the problem because, you know, again, when I was in high school, my mom would send me to school every day with a quarter in case I had, you know, missed the bus and had to have somebody come pick me up. They don't have public phones or pay phones these days. And so a lot of parents feel like this is what I need to do in order to stay in touch with my child. And it, oftentimes schools and school districts are working against parents who don't want their kids to have phones because they're being told by coaches or by teachers, oh no, you know, we need to be able to text your child. They need to have access to text messages in order to get updates about, practices or about, track meets or whatever it is.
How do we ever function? Before that, though? You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah. I see what you're getting at. But I think, what I was going to say is I even spoke to a father who said, you know, for his teenage daughter in high school, your hall pass was on your cell phone. And so rather than supporting parents who don't want their kids to be carrying this powerful technology around in their pockets, quite often the schools are kind of forcing parents into getting these tools for their kids. But I think the tide is turning. And you know, I think
Was
just yesterday, the L.A. District, L.A. County Public Schools announced that they were going to institute a cell phone ban. And more school districts are starting to do that.
That's good. But you know who's been complaining the most about it? The parents.
Teachers? Oh, parents.
We have a generation of parents that are complaining about it. In other words, I have to be able to text message, a little kid, every moment of the day. And I think it certainly led to a little bit of that hover parenting, wouldn't you say? You know, a little bit of that whole hover, helicopter parenting sort of thing in which no one's ever allowed just to kind of figure things out for themselves.
No, you're absolutely right. The two go hand in hand. And, you know, maybe we talked about this, the Jonathan Haidt book, The Anxious Generation.
Yes.
Where he talks about the confluence of these two simultaneous trends. One is that kids are overprotected in the real world. And that is a real problem. You know, kids aren't learning how to, you know, if they get lost in the woods, can they figure out how to get back home? Or if they're, given a set of materials, can they make something meaningful or useful with it? You know, they're overprotected in the real world, not able to test their talents, or test their intelligence, test their problem-solving skills. But online, they're underprotected. And that's exposing them to all kinds of harmful content, predatory behavior from adults sometimes.
And we read about it all the time, how there are adults who will masquerade as kids online, too.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. 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 There was a story in The Wall Street Journal recently. A woman started an Instagram account for her preteen daughter. And the algorithms, you know, the data that she was getting from Instagram showed that 90% of the followers for her preteen daughter were adult men.
Yikes.
And, you know, these adult men were offering to send money and gifts and so forth. It is truly terrifying.
Oh, that's not creepy or anything, right, Melissa? Not at all. Nothing creepy about that at all. Between the pervs and then the dopamine hits from getting likes and or shares or whatever the case might be. So we're finally realizing, I think, after 10, 15 years of this, that we certainly have a problem. Is the Surgeon General going to be able to have much effect on something like this, or has the proverbial horse left and the, you know, locking the barn door after the horse is already running free on social media?
Well, this is, at this point, it's just a suggestion or a recommendation by the Surgeon General. It would take an act of Congress to put it into effect. But as I say, it may not have an immediate impact. It may not even have an impact in the short term. But I think in the long run, if it's going to, I think it will help raise awareness of the potential harms. I think it will help alert parents to the risks if they allow their children to open social media accounts. And hopefully the long-run consequence will be that more parents are aware and doing more to protect their children online and keep them off of these social media pages.
Yeah, I'll be really curious. At any time the government gets involved with something, it tends to be sort of ham-handed and a blunt force trauma instrument. And there's always, you know that, right? There's always a lot of unintended consequences. that come from something like this. Is it, should a child have to get explicit, total parental permission? I mean, the real thing, the IDs and everything else in order to sign up. Do you think that might be something which might have to get done at some point or could be done?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many state and federal lawmakers that are trying to figure out different ways to address this problem, because it is a significant problem. I know in Florida, they just a couple months ago passed a ban on, children. I think it was under the age of 16, but I need to double check that, prohibiting children under the age of 16 from opening or owning a social media account, with pretty significant monetary penalties against social media companies.
In other words, there, everything has to go through the parents, truly through the parents, right?
Right. Mm. And then, at the federal level, we've got the Kids Online Safety Act. Just yesterday, or the day before yesterday, Senator Manchin, Senator Cruz, Senator Klobuchar introduced the Take It Down Act, which is aimed at addressing AI-generated revenge porn and pornographic images, because this is also a significant problem where they're, kids in middle school and high school are taking the faces of their classmates and using those images to generate AI-produced pornographic images of their classmates, and then they're disseminating these images. Hmm. So the Take It Down Act would address that. So there's so many problems that go hand in hand with kids being on these social media platforms that really something needs to be done.
Do you ever think about how you would have handled this if you were a kid during these times? I don't know if I could have withstood the peer pressure, and I'm not trying to just kind of give it all over and not leave everybody blameless on this. But I don't know if I just had to deal with getting called fat, being called fat now and then, it's like, okay, I got used to that, but I could just imagine what the, how you'd be picked on today on a social media account. I don't know if I could have handled that.
When you were a kid, when I was a kid, if you were being bullied at school, at least the bullying stopped when you got home. But now with social media, the bullying follows you everywhere.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Well, the bullying finally stopped with me when I punched the bully in the face. But that's what it took. But then I guess that would get you in trouble with schools these days, right? The victim,
it definitely would. Yeah.
All right. Boy, there's a lot to think about these days. And Melissa Hansen is the vice president of the Parents Media Television and Media Council, parentstv.org. And what are you calling for? What does the group call for? Because you've been out there working the media rackets for a long time, trying to keep the media companies from owning your kids.
Yeah. Well, I would say, this has got to be, this is a multifaceted problem and it needs a multifaceted solution. But the first thing is that we need to raise awareness among parents and grandparents, delay getting your kids those smartphones. In fact, I just saw Jerry Seinfeld's son graduated from high school and his high school graduation present was a flip phone.
A flip phone.
Imagine that. Yeah.
and we're talking about some. Well, what is surprising, though, is to read about how many of the people who run social media companies, some of the bigger mucky mucks, will not get
their kids smartphones. Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, but it's okay to destroy everybody else's children, right?
Yeah. So I think, if you're a parent and you're tempted to get your kid a smartphone, maybe you should be asking yourself, now, why is it that Steve Jobs wouldn't let his daughter have a smartphone? Why is it that Bill Gates won't let his kids have smartphones? So maybe it's not absolutely necessary for your child to have a smartphone. A flip phone will give you the ability to call them if you need to call them, and that's really all you need.
Yep.
And then we also need to make sure that we're keeping kids off social media. Some people say until the age of 16. I'd say, again, delay it as long as you possibly can. But beyond that, I think we also need to be putting pressure on Congress to pass some of these pieces of legislation that have been introduced, like the Kids Online Safety Act, the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. There's also the Earn It Act that was introduced by Senator Graham. So, a lot of these have been sort of floating around in Congress for several years, but haven't been voted on yet. So we really need to bring some of these bills to the floor for a vote.
All right. I appreciate the take on it. And thanks for your work there at Parents Television and Media Council. Vice President Melissa Hansen with me, parentstv.org. And thank you so much. We'll have you back, okay? Be
thank
well.
Thank you. Thanks.
It is 6:54. You're on KMED and 99.3 KBXG.
The Rogue Gardener, fertilizing your mind.
Adding some fertilizer to stimulate growth can be okay. I don't even do it anymore with trees and shrubs, but I do it with short-term crops, vegetables, annuals. Every day that you lose with those plants without having growth-type fertilizers to help them get growing, not established, because I'm not worried about the plant establishing in the hole. I want it to grow.
Talk to Stan Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9, The Rogue Gardener on KMED, sponsored by Grange Co-op.
Summertime is truck time in Southern Oregon, so I'm going to keep the $4.45 a month deal going on Ford F-150s. Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center. Tow the boat or camper for only $4.45 a month and a new Ford F-150. Go hay and hunting or hauling for only $4.45 a month and a new Ford F-150. Whatever you do in your truck, make sure you do it in one from Butler Ford and Truck Center, where I'll show you how to lease a brand new Ford F-150 for only $4.45 a month. And let's talk about Ford Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles. We're the dealership that sells any make and model as Ford Blue Certified. Ford backs up these pre-owned vehicles with a comprehensive warranty and roadside assistance. Butler says yes to easy financing to everyone. Butler says yes to $4.45 a month on a new F-150. And Butler says yes to certified pre-owned vehicles with warranty. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned hybrid and electric vehicle.
36-month lease payments and 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade to a 70 excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer doc fee on vehicle with cap cost of $42,884. Approved financing to Ford Credit. Offer expires 7/9/24.
Oregon E-Deals has saved the Rogue Valley boatloads of cash over the years, and they aren't stopping. Get a Lithia body and paint certificate, normally $500, now only $300. Artisan bakery certificates, normally $25, only $15. American Rancher Garage, $75 certificates, good for any service, only $40. This and much more available exclusively at OregonEDeals.com.
I'm hooked on OregonEDeals.com. I'm saving big.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET.
657-770-5633 to join in. It is Conspiracy Theory Thursday. What do you think about what Melissa Hansen had to say? Do you think the Congress has a role to play in this situation with social media, keeping kids off of that? What role do you think government should play? Because I'm always a little bit concerned every time, you know, anytime anybody says, well, we need a law. Right? We need a law. We have so many laws and so many of them aren't being followed right now. But there is obviously a crisis among youth. I was just talking about even in Medford 549C, we were talking about the high cost of public school education. But they were talking about how many of the kids are special needs, mental illness problems. Well, this is kind of, well, a lot of mental illness problems, according to the Surgeon General, being triggered by addiction to social media and being that slave to the Bing and the being that slave to the dopamine hit of when things good happen to you on social media. And like I said, I'm not blaming the kids, and I'm not even trying to completely throw parents under the bus either. I'm not doing this because I just don't know how I would have been able to handle that when I was growing up. How would you have been able to, would you think you would have been able to handle, you know, everything that happens on social media? As a 12-year-old, as a 10-year-old, as an 8-year-old, you know, those kind of things. I see parents when I'm in Sherm's or Winco or whatever it is that I, in, you know, handing the cell phone to the kid is just like, oh, you know, to the 4-year-old in the sitting. Oh, please, please, you know, something. How about just help kids train to be still and just observing rather than having to be entertained by a screen at all times? Okay. I don't know. We can talk about that or other things. A couple of other headlines I wanted to go over this morning here, too. And I will get to the phones here in just a moment, okay? Had a 20-year-old Medford man popped yesterday. Several counts of sex abuse, underage victim. Braden Cyrus Edelman, he's the suspect, arrested 11:30 yesterday morning. One count of first-degree sex abuse, two counts of second-degree sex abuse. Jackson County Sheriff's Office has him in, okay? So that was that's being investigated right now. And, of course, you have to wonder, did they get together with social media? That's kind of going back to where we were. 770-5633. Let me hit line one. Good morning. I think this is Vicky, isn't it? Isn't it Vicky? Vicky, I know your number when I see it pop up. What's on your mind?
Oh, you do? Okay.
I'm a reg.
Yeah, you're a reg now.
Well, I had a couple comments. First of all, my granddaughters have always come from Salem every summer and spent at least 2 months with us, and we don't have cell service. We don't have internet. You can just almost see the relief, although that instinct is like, oh, my God, my cell phone, you know. But after a week or so, they calm down and realize, oh, my God, you know, we live in the country. We are watching the fawns being born and the turkey babies and the birds. And
in other words, there's a world outside of the social media.
Yes. Oh. And I have an ADHD son. He'll be 31 next month. And my husband and I literally had to fight tooth and nail every year, every day, every month to make sure that he got what he needed. He actually graduated with an extended diploma, because that's what they give special needs kids, with honors. He made it through high school. And I believe that a lot of it, I wish we wouldn't have got my son a cell phone at 12 or 13. I wish we would have waited until he was a little more mature. As far as the warning on the social media, I think that there's warning labels on everything. I'm the warning label queen. My husband has to say, quit reading the warning labels, you know. But I think it's important that you read them.
Do you think it'll have any effect, though?
Well, I think what they should do is, if your child has a cell phone and they're trying to look at something, it shouldn't be a warning label to the children. It should have some kind of app that goes directly to the parent's phone, mm-hmm. and they decide whether to accept, allow, or not allow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, to control that. That's a very interesting point. Thanks for making that, Vicki. It's mid and after 7. Let me go to line 2. Hi, good morning. KMED, KBXG. Who's this?
Hey, Bill, it's Steve in Medford.
Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
How about something fun?
Okay.
This weekend, Saturday through Sunday, the amateur radios are having field day.
Oh. And, this is field day time. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
it is in
it
June.
Is. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the old Sam's Valley School out in Sam's Valley. Take Table Rock Road to 234 or 238.
Yeah, go to 234 Sam's Valley, turn left, right? That kind of thing.
Turn left and mm-hmm. then turn the first right and watch for the school. It's on the right. It's about a mile or a mile and a half down there.
Now, field day is when the ham radio operators are out there operating in portable off generators, solar, battery, you know, all that kind of thing, and practicing yeah. communication techniques that are not involving the internet, right?
And, yes, absolutely. And we're going to have huge antennas up so that you can hear along. Ways.
Well, I'm hoping to. I'm not a very active ham, so I want to go out there and kind of observe what you guys are doing. Okay, I want to do that.
Well, come on down.
All right,
everybody would be happy to see you. And anybody that's kind of interested in emergencies, you know, an ability to communicate if everything else is down.
All right. Well, this is it. Now, once again, the old Sam's Valley School. Now, when does field day start? It's like a weekend. So how?
Yeah, it starts 11 o'clock Saturday morning and mm-hmm. goes 24 hours through 11 o'clock Sunday morning.
All right, very good. I appreciate the tip on that. Thanks for making it, Steve. 770-5633. It's open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Field day is great. That'll be fun. I'll have to drop by for that. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
This is Minor Dave.
Yeah, Dave, go ahead. What's up?
Well, when I was in school, they had a smoking section, but we didn't use it. We went to the front gates, and they couldn't do anything about it because it wasn't school property. But
I didn't have it in Edison High School where I graduated in Milan. They did not have a smoking section. But in El Toro, Mission Viejo, in that area in Orange County, when I went to school there for a couple of years in my freshman year, they had a smoking section out back. They did.
Yeah, you're on the West Coast here. Life is different here.
I guess
in high school than it was probably for you.
And see, now it wouldn't be a smoking section. It would be a toking section, this being Oregon,
yeah,
right?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to say is when I was going to school, when you were taking a test, you couldn't have a calculator in math class because it was considered cheating.
Yep, I remember that.
Now they let them have that. Well, what about they have to turn their phone in before they take any tests, and they have to do it from what's in their mind, not what they can Google up.
Well, I'm a fan of. I mean, I don't mind occasional tools being, you know, being used. I get this, but you know, the whole idea of learning, especially these mathematical principles, is that you should be able to do this without necessarily having power or electronics around you. At least do a good portion of it. So I'm kind of with you on that. 770-5633. Thanks, Minor Day. Let me go to the next line. Hello. Hi. Who's this? Go ahead. Hello. You're on.
Hey, Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No noise. Anyhow, Michael Shaw here.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
I'm good. And I don't know why this popped into my head this morning, but we'll get to the conspiracy theory Thursday part of it.
Okay.
How come we've never heard a final result on the dead body found at the start of the Alameda fire?
You know, was there? I'm sure there was an autopsy done on that. I remember there was some kind of report. You want me to take? I'll see if I can look that up, and maybe if somebody else remembers it. It is kind of in the dusty recesses of my brain right now. Yeah, and it was a homeless person, from what I understand, who ended up, you know, dying out in the open, right?
Yeah, but it was down by the overpass on the south end of the start of the fire. So my assumption is that it started there with whoever was trying to cover up the body. But look at the devastation that it caused.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure now which overpass, though, because remember, this originally started from the dog park in Ashland, near the dog park, right?
That's what they say, yeah, down by the dog park. But there was also the overpass, and I'm trying to think what the overpass is down there, and I can't remember the name of the street, but it's off of the, just past the north exit as you're headed partway into town, and there's that other overpass over the Interstate 5, and there's, that's where the body was found.
Okay, now, are you talking about in Medford, or was this in Ashland? I forget. Okay, all right. I'll have to look that up, and hopefully the Mail Tribune records and things like that are still intact, or maybe KDRV or KOBI have something in there about that. I'll try to look it up. I haven't really thought much about that, but I do recall there having been a report on that. I'll see if I can find it, Michael.
I don't recall hearing anything about it, so as I said, I have no clue why it popped in my head.
All right. Well, I'll try to find out, and I appreciate the call, all right? And you do take care. It's 7 minutes after 7. This is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass.